DATC Media is excited to announce sponsorship opportunities for this coming weekend's Unbowl 10 coverage. An amazing way to showcase your company, upcoming gig, or band to thousands of potential customers and fans through a multitude of exciting ways. Don't have something you want to promote? You can still make a contribution and have your name read live on the air. Head to datcmediacompany.com/sponsor to find out more. Love this podcast? Head to patreon.com/datcmediacompany to find out how you can show your support. DATC Media is very excited to be a Nugs.net official affiliate. Never miss the show. Nugs.net allows you to stream live concert audio and video in their app anytime, anywhere. Listen to last night's show with premium sound quality and official soundboard recordings. Watch a stacked archive of past live performances from countless artists and access future subscriber-exclusive live streams. Easily keep track of your tour highlights with shareable playlists and more. Take a scroll through and you'll quickly see why Nugs.net is my favorite app. Link in show notes to start your 7-day free trial. Nugs.net, where live music lives. A member of the DATC Media family. Greetings, fellow music enthusiasts. Welcome to Dropped Among This Crowd podcast. This is your space to explore the role of music in our lives, our love for it, and the sense of community that it creates. Each episode of the show will feature a diverse selection of topics and insightful conversations revolving around three core themes: music, community, and Umphrey's McGee. I'm your host, Sarah J., and I'm thrilled to have you along for the ride. Are you prepared for what comes next? Everyone, thank you so much for joining me for this week of Dropped Among This Crowd. I'm your host, Sarah J. I hope that you're able to check out last week's episode where I shared my Hall of Fame 2023 votes. There is a link in the show notes for that, as well as a playlist containing my votes that you can take for a spin if you're interested. Unbowl 10 week is upon us. Are you excited? I'm excited. I also cannot believe that it's time, that it's here. Even though it was rescheduled from the fall, had some time to sit on it, but for me personally, and I know for so many other people, and also just with the band, with Chris being gone and so many different drummers over that time. And, you know, now in the new year, all the shows that they've played, so much has happened since when it was announced it was rescheduled and even when it was supposed to be in October. So it's crazy to even believe that it's this weekend, if you're listening to this when it airs, like it's time. And I'm also super excited because can you guys believe that I haven't seen a show in 2024 yet? I know. I can't even remember the last time. I could look it up on all things, but I haven't. But yeah, I have not seen an Umphrey show in 2024 yet. And that's simply just been because of January was, we were all sick, and then we had all this snow and birthdays, and then just the last couple of months have been busy in my life and work, of course, and just traveling was not working out and in the cards for me. So I'm super excited just because I fucking need a show, quite honestly. So I'm really, really, really excited in that respect as well. It's going to be so good to see everybody. I miss everybody. I can't wait to give everybody all the hugs. So I am super excited for that and a road trip. Oof, I can't wait to get in the car and go for a ride. So yes, I'm so excited and I cannot wait to see you guys there. But if you are unable to make it, no worries. Nugs.net has you covered, bringing free for subscribers a stream of both the nights. There is also a stream of the Vermont shows, which are the two nights before Humble, Wednesday and Thursday. If you're not a Nugs subscriber, I say it all the time on here, get on that for real. You're not going to be disappointed. Link in the show notes for a 7-day free trial. And I know we all have so many streaming services, this, that, and whatever. I will tell you, it will be one you will use regularly and not just for all of the Umphrey's content and all of the free Umphrey streams. They do free streams for everybody. Billy Strings, Disco Biscuits. They've done, I mean, I could probably sit here and just list a bunch, but there's a lot of content on there. It's totally worth, I think it's $15 or $16 a month. Totally worth it. Also, all the coverage coming your way this week from the media company. Of course, it's a major event. It's like our Super Bowl. That's what I tell people that are not in our community. I'm like, it's a major event for us. It's our Super Bowl. It really is. So all sorts of stuff coming from the podcast and the media company. Of course, if you follow on social, I'm sure you've seen the posts that I've been doing the last 5 days, 5 or 6 days when I am recording this. I am going to post about Humble 5 today, I believe, if I'm like remembering off my notes. Anyway, so like the past 4 or 5 days, I've been doing the posts on Instagram and Facebook, looking back on Humbles over the years. And that's been a lot of fun to look back. I did such an extensive deep dive into all the Humbles last year to prepare for the analysis panel. And so some of it, even though I had just, you know, gone through it, okay, it was 2 years at this point almost now, since Humble, year and a half since Humble 9. So it was fun to look back on it, and your comments on there are so great. So people are like, this is my first Humble, I remember this, and then they'll share like a whole story. So that's been another fun part about posting that on there. So I'm going to continue to do that all the way up until the big event, night one on Friday. Other coverage coming this week, hear from the podcast this episode, of course, and then a special second episode on Thursday. That episode will contain the announcement of the special coverage coming over the weekend from Boston from DATC Media. And if that wasn't enough coverage for you and you're needing even more Humble stuff to dive into in preparation for this coming weekend, there's also a shit ton of coverage from the podcast of Humble 8. Those are all linked in the show notes. I sat down with a bunch of Umfreaks and we talked about Humble 8. I did, each set was reserved for an episode with a person that was in attendance. That was so much fun. So if you want to look back on Humble 8, which seems like an eternity ago at this point, but yeah, check that all out as well. And I will also throw a link in the show notes for the expert analysis panel from last year featuring Adam Scheinberg, Josh Kulke, and myself live on the floor of the Riviera Theater. Actually, we were up in one of the theater boxes before night two and then after set two of night two. That was so much fun to do and a very cool dream to bring to fruition. Someday, I think, actually, maybe I did share that story on the podcast. I don't know. I'll have to go back and listen to my Humble 9 review and see if I actually shared that story on there. If I didn't, maybe I will share that story. If anybody is ever in doubt of bringing your dreams to reality. I have a shit ton of stories that I can share, but that is one in particular that I would love to share with the audience someday if you guys are interested. That was just so much fun, and I'm so grateful that Adam and Josh were so down to be a part of that. And again, thank you to Keith Greiner and Kevin Browning and Team UM for believing in my crazy idea and being like, yeah, let's give this a shot. And it was so much fun. So if you haven't seen that, I am going to repost it once we get closer to the big event, but you can also check that out over on YouTube on the DATC Media page. And for the first time ever, DATC Media is offering sponsorship opportunities, an amazing way to showcase your company, your upcoming gig, your band, to thousands of potential customers and fans through a ton of different ways. If you go to the website, datcmediacompany.com/sponsor, there is a whole list of things that you will get when you sign up to be a sponsor. A lot of different ways to get your whatever across for promotion, social media here on the podcast, also live during the coverage over the weekend, product placement, all sorts of different options. So definitely check that out, datcmediacompany.com/sponsor. And everything, all the information is over there. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out either on any of the social media platforms or email is in the show notes, and I'll be happy to answer any questions for you. And if you don't have anything that you want to promote, you can still make a contribution and have your name read live on the air. I want to say thank you and give a quick shout out to our three major sponsors, Driftless, Mixology, Rough Gauge, and Internet FM. Thank you so much for being a supporter of all of the Humble 10 coverage coming to the community from DATC Media this weekend in Boston. I'm so very excited and I'm very grateful for all of you. And I have to mention, Internet FM is giving away 2 GA passes for this year's Soul Shine Festival. 2 passes, a $600 value. Link in the show notes for where you can enter that amazing giveaway. And Internet FM co-founder Steve Leventhal was actually also a guest here on the show, episode 239. Great conversation with him. We get all sorts of nerdy about music and Humphreys and all that. I will throw a link for that in the show notes if you're interested, as well as where you can find our other sponsors. And if you're interested in finding out more, like I said, datcmediacompany.com/sponsor, and all the information you need is there. All right, so let's get into this week's episode. The band shared some slides on social media, cluing us in on what we can expect over the 2 nights during those 6 sets, shared in no particular order of how this is actually going to go down this weekend. All new, featuring Ross Stewart's track, new mashup, new cover, and a new original. All improv, featuring improvised score to a fan-voted classic film scene. All Night Wrong, all covers voted by fans. Choose Your Own Adventure, featuring a set list determined by fan votes in real time. Stu Art, S2, featuring fan-submitted ideas and themes in real-time improvisation. And Band's Choice, Buckle Up. That's always, you know, the one where they're just sliding into home and it's just like, oh, fuck yeah. So my votes, movie scenes, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Happy Gilmore, Napoleon Dynamite, Ghostbusters, and Anchorman. And as my daughter Marley pointed out, If you ever wanted to really, like, she was not surprised by my movie scene choices and my all night wrong choices. She was like, yeah, mom, that's totally you. So my all night wrong choices, Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits, Plush by Stone Temple Pilots, Roundabout by Yes, Hunger Strike by Temple of the Dog. I cannot advocate enough for that. In my dream, in my manifestation, I just think about Chris and Bayless singing that, and it just brings me great, great joy, and it makes me want to cry. It's going to be so beautiful. So please, please do Hunger Strike. It's, and just the whole band just playing it. Oh man. Just thinking about it, I have goosebumps. Yeah. And they've been playing more 90s alt rock in the set list. You know, Alice in Chains, and they did Interstate Love Song. So, please. And finally, on my all night wrong ballad, Red by King Crimson. So I want all of those, obviously. I mean, Plush, definitely. Jake and Brendan have done that, just the two of them. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. You know, Roundabout, they have done. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. But Hunger Strike, please, please, please. And of course, Sultans of Swing, like, oh, yes. Just all of that. Yes, please, please. Anyway, all right, so let's get into raw stew. Guys, this has been so much listening, and I say this and I'm not complaining. I'm not saying this in a complaining way, but it has been a lot of listening between having to get my votes in for Hall of Fame by the 20th, finishing up my raw stew choices for Humble, and then just getting caught up with all of these shows from 2024, my ears, and again, it's not a bad thing, but I legitimately need to go and see my ENT and have my ears cleaned out because I've been wearing my headphones so much. Like, I can tell that there is a difference in like needing to turn the volume a little bit up more because of, yeah, I have to have my ears checked regularly anyways. But a lot of listening and a lot of dissecting, there has just certainly not been a shortage of Humphreys for me to listen to. It's been a lot, but I love it. It's nice to have such an abundance of Humphreys. But I will say that I'm grateful to have voting for Hall of Fame and the voting for Humble off my plate. Also, just because of that pressure of like just the deadline of having to get it done. So it's nice to have that finished. So to have to do the listening for both Hall of Fame and then for raw stew, it was certainly interesting transitioning between those two. You got to listen to the segments for raw stew with different ears. At least for me, that's how I feel. The reason that we are using those songs is not because the jam is really sick in the same way that we would be voting for Hall of Fame. We're using these pieces to create something else. And I will admit that there were moments when I had my raw stew list playing and, you know, I'm doing whatever else and I'm like, yes, I'm going to vote for this. And then I will pick up my phone and remember that I'm voting for raw stew right now and not Hall of Fame. And it kind of transitions something in my brain, which I probably sound absolutely nuts right now. But that for me is why I say that I had to listen with different ears. I would hear something from raw stew, and because some of this segment is like big, I'm like, actually, this is a big part of this a jubilee, as Jimmy Knowledge would call it, and that necessarily might not be what you would take from that for something else, if that makes sense what I'm trying to say. So it's a different mindset, different ears, different thought process for me. So yeah, that's my nerdy explanation of how I was listening and trying to transition between both. You know, there was that point where Hall of Fame was like, it was time to get that episode done and time to get that ballot in. So I was more focused on that. And that helped with the voting process to really separate the two. But yeah, that was my nerdy way to transition between having both of those on my plate at the same time. No tunes from Humble Nine's Rossu Ballad came back to try again this year. And I did want to randomly also mention that the May 3rd, 2009 fills on this year's ballot felt very breakery. Breakery. It felt a lot like the tune Breaker to me. And for that, it felt like almost a hard pass in a way. When I was listening to those, I'm like, this sounds like Breaker. I'll give it a listen through. I don't want to completely dismiss it, but for me, it felt like it just instantly kind of went over to the not voting for it pile for that reason. And we only get up to six choices. So, you know, there were other things that definitely needed to be voted for. Something new this year, all fans can vote, not just the ticket holders. So that obviously makes things a little interesting. And I want to also bring up something that was interesting to me. The silent type from January 14th, 2023. You will find that on the Rossu ballot this year. And I voted for it, which we'll get into my votes here in a few minutes. And perhaps you tuned in last week and heard or saw I shared my votes on social media or listened to my playlist, whatever. You will also find that January 14th, 2023 silent type on there, which I know for me is the first time that that's ever happened. And I'm pretty sure that this is the first time that a song was on the Hall of Fame ballot and on the Rossu ballot at the same time. Please correct me if I'm wrong. If somebody knows this, please correct me if I'm wrong. But the fact that they were on the same ballot, were voting for these at the same time, which again would not have happened if we wouldn't have rescheduled this event. But I thought that was very, very interesting that this showed up on two ballots and this just happened last year, 2023 also. So that's definitely worth mentioning. And say what you will about the silent type, it's not my favorite song for sure. I mean, my Brendan absolutely loves the tune, loses his fucking mind over it. But I have been saying this about the silent type for a while now, and it proves my point. It is a hell of a jam vehicle. Produces some killer, killer adventures, killer jams. And if you didn't know, it's built from a stew. So, yeah. And if you need some raw stew knowledge or any other sort of Rossu needs, check out episode 209 and 211. Two absolutely killer conversations with Jimmy Knowledge, co-host of the UM Wow Show, about all the things Rossu before and after Humble 9. I'll link those in the show notes. And I tell everybody, if you don't know what Rossu is, listen to episode 209. We go through Rossu, like the history of Rossu and all the previous Humbles and the Rossus from them and what they produced. And Jimmy shares a power ranking that he did over on his Twitter, X, whatever the hell that is. I will always call it Twitter. I don't know what to tell everybody. he did like a whole power ranking on, in his opinion, you know, the best Ross Stu songs. And then we did an episode after Humble 9 because that was such a massive Ross Stu, like basically a whole new fucking album unfolded in front of our eyes. So we dissected all of that in episode 211. So perfect, perfect, perfect. If you are wanting any Ross Stu knowledge or back history or getting into the nerdy and grittiness of it, those are just so perfect. All right, so my votes for this year. March 26, 2005, Sociable Jimmy. November 5th, 2010, Phil's Farm. February 12th, 2012, Hurt Bird Bath. July 2nd, 2016, In the Kitchen. January 25th, 2018, Mantis. And that January 14th, 2023, The Silent Type. And there are some tunes from this round that I will be adding to my Ross Stu list that I have on my phone. And I didn't start this list until Humble 9. And I really didn't have that knowledge, back history on the Ross Stu to keep a list on my phone prior to Humble 9. So I have added these from this ballot to hopefully we'll see those in the future. July 3rd, 2019, Similar Skin. June 25th, 2021, Remind Me. That is the same show as the Crooked One that was on the Ross Stu ballad from Humble 9. That was my first show back post-COVID. Such an amazing two nights. I'm not going to go on and on again here about that if you want to go back and listen to those podcast episodes. But I suggest giving those shows a spin, June 25th and June 26th, 2021. And there's actually video definitely of night two. I can't remember if there's two, if both of them are in there, but Keith Griner was there just like unexpectedly. We got to the show and he was there because the band was doing the Levon Helm show the next night after these two nights here in New York. And so he was with them to kind of prep for that because that was live streamed, but that was a surprise. You know, nobody knew that he was going to be live streaming those. So thankfully we have video of my first shows back, which was very cool. But anyways, listen to those. Back to this list. November 18th, 2014, 1348. July 1st, 2011, All in Time. September 14th, 2007, Nemo. More for the ending than the vocals. I know it's on the Ross Stu ballad for the lyrical Stu, but I honestly liked the musical ending of that. I could see more potential with the musical ending of that more than the lyrical Stu. March 22nd, 2019, Higgins. October 11th, 2008, Jajunk. And March 16th, 2008, Alex's House. And in case you were wondering what I already had on that Ross Stu list, August 24th, 2022, All in Time. July 24th, 2021, The Fussy Dutchman. July 24th, 2021, DBK, the second part. June 7th, 2007, The Triple Wide, Lyrical Stu. January 14th, 2023, Attachments, the same show that that Silent Type that I spoke about earlier in the show is from. February 2nd, 2023, Puppet String. February 2nd, 2023, Resolution. And June 4th, 2023, Spires. So, yeah, I am very, very excited to see what we get. A new mashup is exciting. A new cover is exciting. A new original is exciting. A new Ross Stewage track is exciting. All of the improv that is going to just be laid out for us. And there's just going to be so much to dissect. I am so so, so excited. So that's everything for this week. Make sure you tune into the special episode coming this week, Thursday, with a special announcement about the live coverage coming from Boston. And yeah, I will see you really soon. Thank you so much for joining me. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. Please be sure to leave a review of the show. It would mean so much to me, and it helps get this podcast into the ears of even more fellow music fans. If you're not already following the show on social media, find us on Facebook and Instagram at Dropped Among This Crowd Podcast, or check out DATCmediacompany.com for more. Thank you again. I'll see you around these parts real soon. Mad love.